It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
On a Thursday evening, we welcome you in. It is time for another edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX, a shortened edition of the program. We've got Thursday night football coming up this evening as Baltimore and Cincinnati are going to match up against each other. That's a 6:30 broadcast, Siteman Cancer Center game time at 7:15. So I'll take you for about the next 21 minutes or so and then get out of here for the evening so you can listen in to Thursday night football. And then we'll have a full two-hour program coming up tomorrow. Blues are in action tonight as they are set to match up against the Utah Hockey Club. It's kind of interesting saying that. The team that moved over from Arizona, they are the Utah Hockey Club, at least for the time being. They are likely to get a new team name coming up next year, but that is neither here nor there for the moment. Of note for the game tonight, Dylan Holloway. I think it's rather remarkable. Dylan Holloway is a game-time decision this evening. This comes just one game after he gets hit in the neck by a puck. It hits him in a nerve. He has all kinds of issues. He has to be stretchered off, taken to the hospital, all of that. It felt, at the moment, really scary situation. Felt like it could be a serious type thing. And now we'll see whether or not he's going to be available tonight. But even if he doesn't play tonight, he's going to be back very, very soon. He was able to participate in a morning skate today. So he's, that's good news. That's really good news for him. And I think the question continues to be about this Blues team is, what are they going to do as they continue to move forward without a couple of their top players in Robert Thomas and Philip Broberg? They look good for the most part against the Tampa Bay Lightning their last time out, and now we'll see what they can do coming up this evening as they match up against Utah. So a hello to all the people who are driving into downtown St. Louis for tonight's game. Again, that's going to be a 7 o'clock puck drop. Blues are 7-6-0, and the Utah Hockey Club sitting with a record of 5-5-3. Yesterday, we spent a fair amount of time talking about Wilson Contreras and his move over to first base. That was the news that the Cardinals had yesterday coming out of the GM meetings. I thought it was interesting. The GM meetings in San Antonio wrapped up today. Executives from teams are returning to their respective cities, although they are going to be headed back to Texas in just a few weeks, as that's where the baseball winter meetings are going to be held this year. Less than a month away, in Dallas, it's going to be the baseball winter meetings. I'll be there as well, so KMOX will have full coverage from the baseball winter meetings. I'm interested in a couple things. First off, in recent years, the winter meetings have not been overly active with deals and with trades. And this is a very unique offseason. Obviously, it's a unique offseason for the Cardinals because they are looking to shed payroll. And we still don't know how much more payroll they are looking to shed after they've already done a fair amount of that with a number of players who are not going to be returning next season. Feels like there's at least one more, if not a couple more contracts that could potentially come off the books. Nolan Arenado is probably most notably the player that will, at this point, I think he's likely to get traded. That's how I would say it. I think Nolan Arenado is likely to get traded. I don't think Contreras is getting moved, and I feel like Sonny Gray is likely not to get moved. And then once they figure out something with Arenado, maybe they're able to shift their focus to seeing if they can find a taker for a Steven Matz, find a taker for a Miles Michaelis. Michaelis has no trade protection as well, so that's another side of it. We don't talk about that a lot, and maybe I should talk about it a little bit more. We had our Gas House Gang show today with it was myself and Bernie Miklas, and if you haven't been able to check it out for yourself, I would certainly encourage you to do so. It's up on the KMOX social media channels, and also where you go get your podcast. You can go to the Odyssey app. You can head to KMOX.com, go to the Cardinals Conversations podcast feed, and you can find a copy of it right there. I've said very openly that when I talk about the Cardinals for next season, I talk about them in terms of Miles Michaelis and Steven Matz not being on the team. And something that Bernie brought up today, and I think it's a good point by him and maybe something that I should think more about, Miles Michaelis has full no-trade protection. And we know he's very comfortable in St. Louis. We know that he likes having spring training facility in Jupiter where he's able to be at home, all those things. So maybe it's going to be, in addition to the fact that you would have to eat a lot of the money from Michaelis to be able to move on from him, maybe it's something where it's even more challenging because of the no trade. I thought it was interesting. Derek Gould wrote this in the Post-Dispatch. We had Derek on the show yesterday, but he wrote this in a story at STL Today in the Post-Dispatch today about the fact that the team is going to remain in contact with Kyle Gibson, that Gibson is a guy that there would be some interest in bringing. Declined his option, but right now there's no room at the inn right now when it comes to starting pitching for the Cardinals. When you think about the fact that at the top of the rotation you have Sonny Gray and Eric Fetty, you have Andre Pallante, you have Steven Matz, you have Miles Michaelis, you have Michael McGreevy, you have Gordon Graceffo, you're going to have Quinn Matthews. Like, generally, we speak in terms of it's good to have more starting pitching than spots available because you never come out of spring training with all five of your projected starting pitchers healthy. That's one of those, you know, baseball things that we say over and over and over every single year. You'll hear me say it again as we get closer to spring training. But I think it's two different things, because if you want to have spots open for a Michael McGreevy, for a Gordon Graceffo, for eventually a Quinn Matthews, for somebody else to walk through. This entire offseason, the focus has been on creating opportunities for young players. Well, if you want to do that, it's a lot tougher when you've got guys that essentially would just kind of be handed a starting rotation spot on the roster. When four of your rotation, if they go into spring training and Sonny Gray, Eric Fetty, Andre Pallante, and Miles Michaelis are all on the roster, in many ways, those four guys are all being handed a rotation spot. And then you're going to have some other guys who are going to be competing for a job. That doesn't leave much room to bring back a Kyle Gibson. That leaves, let's be honest, that leaves no room to bring back a Kyle Gibson. So the team can be interested in a reunion with Gibson. It can't happen with the way the roster is set right now, because if you do that, in many ways you're right back to where you were previously. You spoke so much about trying to give opportunities to young players, and you walk into spring and the top five spots in the rotation don't include Michael McGreevy, don't include Gordon Graceffo, don't include Quinn Matthews, where maybe even your top option outside of the top five is Steven Matz, who is on the outside looking in and has very overtly stated that he wants to remain as a starter. So for Gibson to come back, probably at least two of those guys have to be gone. You would think that of that group, it seems like Steven Matz is the guy who's most likely to be traded. So I mean, maybe we'll get to this tomorrow. Like, this is a week old at this point. There's not having shows this week on Monday or Tuesday really pushed me back on some of the things that I wanted to get into. I believe it was MLB Trade Rumors. I think I have that right. I wasn't planning on talking about this today. I believe it was MLB Trade Rumors that listed, like, I think it was maybe top 20 or top 30 candidates to be traded. And this offseason, there were Cardinals everywhere. It seemed like every other name was a Cardinal, and I'm overstating a little bit when I say that. But there were Cardinals everywhere, and Eric Fetty was towards the top of that list. Maybe that's the guy who gets moved that results in Kyle Gibson returning. But if you do that, again, it kind of feels like in many ways you're sort of back to where you were at last season. But if they move on from Eric Fetty, and they move on from Steven Matz, is that enough for them to have a conversation again with Kyle Gibson? Maybe. maybe not. I don't know. There was Mark Feinstein, who writes for MLB.com, wrote today that after being around the GM meetings, the overwhelming feeling was that this is going to be an offseason where lots of teams are trying to make trades. I think some of that is due to the fact that with the Bally TV stuff, a lot of teams are looking to drop payroll. The Cardinals aren't the only one. So in many ways, the currency might be players and not money this offseason when you're trying to reduce payroll. But when everybody's trying to reduce payroll, or when a bunch of teams are trying to reduce payroll, it becomes a little bit more challenging to actually go forward and do just that, reduce payroll. Speaking of the Bally TV situation, now FanDuel Sports Network TV, we did have a bit of a resolution to that today. The Cardinals and the network making an announcement. If you were listening yesterday, I actually said that I had a feeling, and I had no inside information, I promise you. I had no inside information, but if you were listening yesterday, I said I kind of had a feeling that the Cardinals were going to end up back on that network, and they were not going to go do their own thing the way the Brewers and the Twins and a bunch of other teams in baseball that have left Bally have done. I kind of felt like they're going to end up back on the network. What are the implications of the deal that was announced today? What does it mean for the team? What does it mean for you? We'll discuss that coming up in just a moment and then get out of here for Thursday Night Football tonight. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Back at it's the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauly. Only a few minutes left in the program. We get out of here just before 6:30 as we make way for Thursday Night Football. Siteman Cancer Center game time tonight is 7:15. Our coverage at 6:30. Bengals and Ravens from Baltimore coming up tonight. So the Cardinals made an announcement today, and this was one of these things that I actually kind of changed my tune on over the last couple months. If you would have asked me a month ago what I thought the Cardinals were going to end up on, I said it on this show. If you listen every day, you know where I was at. A month ago, I would have told you that the Cardinals were going to end up basically in the same spot as the Twins and the Brewers and the Diamondbacks and the Padres and some other teams that were on Bally and weren't going to be on Bally anymore and were doing their own thing through the facilities of MLB Network. And there are still other teams out there that have yet to announce what they're going to do moving forward that could happen. And then as time moved forward, and the first thing that happened was the Marlins renegotiated with Diamond Sports Group, the parent head of Bally, now FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. And there's been kind of a contentious relationship between Major League Baseball and that TV network, that group. And the moment the Marlins started renegotiating, I said, okay, well, at least the door is open. Because at one point I thought Major League Baseball, led by Rob Manfred, was going to do everything in their power to make sure that they were no longer in bed with Diamond Sports. And I started to come off that a little bit when the Marlins renegotiated their deal. And then there was a Dan Caesar article in the Post-Dispatch recently, and they talked with the Cardinals, and the Cardinals indicated that they were still thinking through their two options, that they could either do their own thing or they could renegotiate with Bally, now FanDuel. And then sports gambling got passed. And Bally also was a gambling company. You've probably seen a Bally's casino. But FanDuel is much more out there in the sports gambling space right now. And not that, look, the network isn't owned by FanDuel. I get that. It's a naming rights agreement where FanDuel pays money to Diamond Sports for the naming rights of the network. But when that happened, it was a cash infusion to the folks at Diamond to help keep them alive a little bit longer because they're going through bankruptcy right now. But more importantly, when the Cardinals had already stated that that they were considering, you know, renegotiating going back with them. And then you have sports gambling becoming legal, which the Cardinals are really pushing for. All of a sudden, you start pushing down dominoes, and the value of the Cardinals in a state where sports gambling is legal, and an entire bi-state, including Illinois, which it's been legal for a while, but a larger area where sports gambling is going to be legal, all of a sudden there's more value there. And they signed the deal, and it was announced earlier today. So what that means for you, very quickly, if you have somebody's been watching Bally Sports on your cable system, or if you are a cord cutter and you've got one of the like you got a Fubo or DirecTV Stream that's got deals with Bally, nothing changes. Absolutely nothing changes. Now, if you're somebody who's a cord cutter and you don't have anything, so you've lost Cardinals games, or if you're a cord cutter and you've got like YouTube TV or Hulu Live TV, one of those that they deal with the RSNs from Diamond Sports, well, then the good news for you is blackouts are going to be over, and you can buy a direct-to-consumer streaming option. And it's expected to cost about $20 a month or so, and it's going to be an opportunity for you to stream Cardinals games directly to your various devices that you have, and you're not going to have to worry about blackouts anymore. So that's really good for Cardinals fans who have wanted that. You hear people complain all the time about having MLB TV, but they can't watch Cardinals because there's a blackout. Well, I would assume that just MLB TV subscription is not going to get it for you, but you can go buy, and maybe there's going to be something where it includes the local team for a certain amount of money. I don't know. All those details are probably still getting worked out, but the Cardinals did sell their streaming rights to FanDuel Sports Network, and if you are sitting listening to me in the St. Louis area where previously there was no way for you to stream Cardinals games without having, you know, cable, well, the good news is you can now buy that. So we'll see how many people end up subscribing. There's been a lot of people complaining about it for a while. I just, from a business standpoint, in the Post-Dispatch and STL Today, Derek Gould and the team at the Post-Dispatch had a really good piece about this today. We'll touch on this a lot more tomorrow. We're running out of time today, so we'll kind of get into the weeds a little bit more on this tomorrow. There is a reduction in rights fees that according to the Post-Dispatch reporting, it's going to be about 23% less that they are bringing in from the TV deal. What I'm not completely clear on is if there's an opportunity to make more money off more people signing up for streaming, where that can cut into that a little bit, or if they just sold the streaming rights and FanDuel is going to have all of that. This is a very interesting thing. I think it impacts the team, it impacts payroll, it impacts a lot of things, and we'll touch on that a little bit more coming up tomorrow. But for now, that's going to do it for this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. We've got Thursday Night Football on the way next. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on KMOX.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.